tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Welcome to AfterBuzz TV. This is the after show for the Royals on E! I am your host, Fern Ronay, and I am joined by the fairest ladies in all the land. Please introduce yourself.
Hey, guys. I'm Christina Kaplan.
Hey, guys. Tracy Probst.
And it's Megan Stegger.
And this is season one, obviously, episode five, Unmask Her Beauty to the Moon. I love the titles of all of these episodes. Beautiful. Megan's got the scoop on that, so we'll get to it later. But yeah. So this is a masquerade ball. I read too much into everything, but I like how it was, you know, a masquerade ball, and they've all kind of lifted the mask on their true who they are. You know, every episode is going to get into more and more of who they are, but I feel like this one really revealed a lot about who they all are and the nature of all their relationships. So let's start with. Should we start with Liam and Ophelia, the obvious ones?
Sure. the big two.
So it really did start with Eleanor and Ophelia picking out the dress. And Eleanor, she has so many great qualities. She's a badass, but she's so sweet. Yeah. Do you find her to be a sweetheart?
Yeah, opening up that ridiculous closet.
Oh, my God, right?
That was so nice.
Yeah.
So jealous. I know, right? I really like her relationship with Ophelia and, like, how it's developing. And they're really becoming, like, close friends. Yeah. I think it's cool. And obviously Eleanor is, like, sees that her brother truly likes Ophelia and is trying to help them get together because she knows that's what they both want. So that's cool.
Right. So she said to him, why did you invite her with a date?
Yeah.
So how do you think it all went with... I loved this, you know, how they kind of exchanged partners, and she's like, I want everyone to stop liking each other. So what did you think of, well, let's start at the beginning. What did you think of Liam and Gemma's kind of chemistry in the beginning of the episode? She's mean to his friend, Ashok. That should be a warning sign. This girl is not for you.
Well, she's just like, you know, she's a bitch, you know? We've known that throughout the series so far. And it's just funny because she just keeps saying to him, you know, oh, eventually you're going to come back to me once you realize she's not that special. And she's just so confident in herself and that, you know, she's the right one for him that it's almost like kind of becoming like, if I were a guy, like, I feel like it would be kind of a turnoff. It's like, okay, like, enough. I get it. You think you're better than her, you know, like... Because, I mean, most guys don't really like girls that are, like, super catty like that, you know? And yeah. She just thinks she's so much better than than Ophelia. And it's kind of, like, becoming, like, all right, like, we get it. You know, you're from a, you know, high society family. You fit in this world, so to speak. But it's, like, all right.
Enough. Do you guys think it's too much? She's too heavy-handed?
Yeah. No, definitely. And I think she finally, like, had a breakthrough this episode, though, where you can kind of tell she's realizing what's really going on. And I don't know. I feel like this might be sort of the end for her, and she might actually give up on trying to keep pulling him back. So,
yeah, you think?
She wants to be, like, the girl that the guy doesn't want.
Yeah.
I mean, after a while of trying, you're like, I'm over it.
Right.
I think she wants to be queen.
Yeah. I mean, that's the goal.
Yeah. So what about Nick? Seems like a sweetheart. Didn't we think last week, you put it in my head that maybe he has ulterior motives, but this week he seemed, I don't know.
I know. Week to week, it's so hard to guess these things, but I guess for now, he's nobody devious and crazy, and he was just the guy that liked Ophelia. So
yeah.
I felt bad for him.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that was okay that she invited him and then just kind of, like, used him. I don't know. I felt really bad.
No, I agree with you. I think it kind of sucked, but I also think that she wasn't intentionally using him. Like, she, of course, wanted to make Liam jealous, but I think her original, like, mindset was, I think she really did like him. She was starting to like him and at least enjoyed him as a friend. Mm-hmm. And then when all of that happened with Liam, where they kept, you know, catching each other, looking at each other, and, you know, he called her over and all, I think it kind of, like, then they, Nick and Liam started becoming friends, and then she just started, her real feelings just started, you know, coming out. And then after the, you know, Liam danced with her and stuff, she, I think, and he even, and Nick said it, you know, oh, there it is, like, he kind of knew
that. Yeah,
he slipped
when she said prince. Yeah.
Right, but I think he's known all along that she truly still cares for the prince, but he, like you said, he didn't care because he was able to spend a night with her. He obviously likes her that much.
And didn't he say in the beginning, maybe you're using me? Mm-hmm. I kind of was like, all right, at least he said that, and, you know, things are like, they're stating the obvious. And
I feel like he's been coming on, like, too strong. Just from, like, a girl's point of view, like, he's so, like, I don't know, there's no, like, chase for her at all. You know what I mean?
That's true. Oh, really? I feel like for me, it's like he's so nice that it's a turnoff.
Yeah, that's what I mean by, like, he's just so, like,
too strong. Okay.
Yeah, like, you know, not in the sense of, like, being too aggressive, but as far as, like, you know, I really like you, and this, you know what I mean? He's, like, just too much. It's like, okay, just back off a little
bit. Girls love a bad boy, and they love a chase. Like, when a guy's too available, you're like, ew.
Yeah,
like, he's annoying.
What's wrong with this guy?
Like, you want a balance. You don't want them to be never available, but you don't want them to be, like, all
too
about
available.
You 150% of the time. It's like, all right.
Get a life.
We need the chase.
Yeah.
See, we always need the chase a little bit.
I think it's just because she doesn't like him. If she likes him, she'd be like, oh, he's great. She wouldn't think he was too aggressive. She likes Liam and can't help it.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess this guy was always about distraction and never. Yeah.
If there was no Liam in the picture, she might be like, he's great, because she recognized that, like, he's self-aware. You know, that she kind of said, you're self-aware, you're funny, you're all these, you know, good things. So if there was no Liam in the picture, maybe she would like him.
Yeah. He was adorable in a tux.
Yeah, adorable.
That's a shame.
It is a shame.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Moving on.
We'll see you later, Nick, maybe.
I kind of feel like, how you thought he had ulterior motives. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is not the end of his character.
Right.
Like, we maybe won't see him do anything crazy, but, like, he's got to still... I mean, I don't know, actually, though, because we don't really know so too much about this series and how it works yet. Like, Revenge, I just did the Revenge episode last night, and I know exactly how that series works. They never just, like, bring a character in and let him go. Mm-hmm. They always, like, make, you know, something come up later. So I kind of feel like that might happen here.
Right.
Like, something will happen where their paths cross again or something like that.
Well, here's hoping. Yeah.
I would love to see him again.
He's going to be friends with Liam. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I know they're going to get in a fight, like Ophelia and Liam, and then she's going to see them out together. Like,
well, didn't we see in the previews, like, Nick walked into the party in Monaco?
No.
I'm pretty sure that it was him.
Oh, I missed that.
I missed that, too.
You always have good predictions, Tracy.
I'm, like, thinking
of that makes sense. Okay.
What would I do? Probably not. I seriously wouldn't be surprised if in, like, weeks or the early next season, he'll be like, well, why I was there at the ball? I bugged the whole palace, and we've been watching them the whole time. You know what I mean?
And Prudence has my gun.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. You just never know.
It's so funny.
All right. So, moving on to the next hot couple, Eleanor and Jasper. It's a good one.
I was seriously,
so many,
like,
surprises.
Turned on watching them.
Oh,
I was like,
God,
this
totally
is so hot.
I know, and they're so, like a good, like, attractive couple, you know? They're both, like, gorgeous.
Well, I went digging through his, the actor who plays Jasper, his Instagram feed yesterday, and he posted a lot of pictures with Alexandra Parks saying, like, she's the coolest chick ever. The guy, just very, very nice, extremely complimentary captions for these photos about her. And I was like, I wonder if there's a little something in real life that, like,
she's a boyfriend.
I mean,
maybe they're good friends then.
They have excellent chemistry. So,
excellent chemistry.
You can't help but get turned on when you have to act all this out. Like, come on.
E.L. James needs to recast them as in the next 50 Shades. Because they have great chemistry.
Yeah.
They really do.
It was seriously really hot. Yeah. At the end when he was like, no, you're going to do what I say, even though there's no video.
Pushed her against the wall.
Why this is working is because I'm bossing you around and you like it and you want to be controlled. And I was like, this is so hot.
Why do you think she chickened out when he gave her the opportunity and was like,
she wants us to keep going. Yeah. I would have lost his job.
Oh, when she went up on the stage? Yeah.
She can't... I think she wants it sexually to keep going, mm-hmm. and B, I think she really has fallen mm-hmm. for him. So, and she doesn't want to lose either, mm-hmm. so she couldn't get him fired. I mean, I think she loves, like, the dangerous game, like, the dance back and forth that they have, so mm-hmm. she wanted to defy him, and she wanted to feel like, okay, I'm going to do it, screw you, but yeah. she wants him around, so she wasn't going to tell on him.
And they kissed on the lips in this... Had they kissed on the lips before? I feel like this is, like, Pretty Woman. She finally kissed him on the lips.
I'm not... Maybe you're right. Yeah. That, like, kissing on the lips, they finally were kissing on the lips rather than just having sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I can't remember, but I feel like she, like, hates him now. Like, I don't know what's going to happen next week, you know what I mean? Because...
When the video, he revealed that there's no video, do you really think there's no video?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You don't think it's more of a mind screw?
No, it makes perfect sense what he said. Like, you got blacked out and threatened to fire me, so I, you know, blackmailed you.
But why do you tell her this now? Like, just to, like...
He thinks that she's fallen so hard for him that...
Doesn't matter.
Now he can reveal that there is, like, we can really, truly be together, you know?
I feel like it's because he's falling for her, and he wants to test her, like, do you really like me back?
Yeah.
We'll see, kind of a thing.
Yeah, he's definitely fallen for her.
Mm-hmm. Were you, like, at the body double? I was.
Yes! Both of them, actually. Yeah. I was like, the queen has a body double.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then at the end, when Eleanor used hers, I was like, that is so good.
Yeah.
She is sick. I was like, I love her.
I know.
So let's do one quick prediction for next week. What do you think she doesn't like him anymore? Or she's like, screw him? He's not coming to Monica.
I think she's just getting back at him for what he did to her. But they're going to pick right back up where they left off. But she's going to be like... It's going to go round and round, I think. They're going to try... It'll be, like, tit for tat with them. Like, oh, you're trying to pull one up on me? I'm going to pull one up on you. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be this crazy, like, dangerous love affair back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because she... No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I don't think they'll pick right back up. I think she's going to be really, like, kind of standoffish to him for a while and kind of make him earn her back in a way. Because that's just how... I feel like she just wouldn't let him get away with something like that easily, you know?
Because she's the princess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think she was just showing him, like, because he, you know, was under the assumption that he had all the control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that was just her way of being like, nah-huh. Like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think that was, like, I think it was just a fun, playful thing. I'm sure that they will kind of pick back up, but maybe at an even playing field.
Do you guys think that he actually slept with the body double?
I don't know.
I feel like he could do that to get back at her. That could be another move.
But I feel like she wouldn't care.
No.
Because she sent her in there probably hoping that, I don't know. You know, like, I don't think she would care about that.
Yeah. Or maybe she sent it in as a test. Like, let me see if he does sleep with her now.
Maybe.
Because she'll tell me.
She feels so fiercely about him right now in so many ways that it's like, don't touch my man kind of thing. I don't know.
Or she could meet a hot guy in Monaco and bring him back and then he'll get jealous. There's so many options.
I know. We've got tons of predictions just for that one.
There's no video. My brain exploded.
Right?
I was in the room with you guys and I was like, there's no video?
I got
scribbling notes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was like, what? Speaking of video, so Cyrus caught Prudence the maid drugging his drink. What'd you think of that?
Oh, well, I wasn't sure if he actually caught her or if he just was, like, saying that to, like, see if she really, like...
He assumed, maybe she was just assuming. I'm thirsty. Are you thirsty?
Because, that just seemed, I don't know, like, okay, you're going to go walk and take a look at the security footage before you go into your room?
It seems to me like he probably does. It seems like he has so many of these crazy dalliances that... Maybe he knew to do that?
Maybe.
Maybe he,
he's all about the cameras. Remember how he said he covered up Liam's whole car accident with Gemma because there's cameras everywhere? Like, he's the camera guy.
And he's a sicko. He probably...
Maybe James Holloway's real job is, like, some kind of...
Videographer.
Oversees every camera in the entire of London. I don't know.
Right, because we don't know what his role is yet, but we know that he sleeps with Cyrus, right?
Yes.
Right.
And Prudence is now... being forced to be with him. He's just
I don't know why she thought he wouldn't know that she put something in his
right.
Like, I was
right.
like, that's kind of the most, he's going to come in, oh, thank you very much. Like, yeah. Yeah. I was like, he's not going to drink it. Whether he knows or not, he's going to, like, not drink it.
Yeah. I just thought it was, like, sleeping powder or something, so
yeah.
she wouldn't have to actually hook
yeah,
up with him.
Yeah, I thought yeah, so, yeah. too.
And then the fact that he was like, this is poison. I'm like, really?
Right.
This is reaching.
She just doesn't want to hook up with you.
I have a question. Do we know why she didn't just go straight to the king or something when Cyrus first, like, you
yeah,
know,
she
propositioned
didn't rat him
her.
Out.
Did he originally threaten her in the first episode where
he
forced
did.
Her
about
to?
People getting, like, fired is basically what he'd
oh,
threatened
so he
her
he was just saying she would
job.
Lose her job?
Yeah.
That's it?
And she did mention to the king, you know, not everyone is, you know, of the highest moral. Mm-hmm.
Well, he's not really around, so I don't really think she would go to him anyway, because we don't know where he is.
I know, right?
There must be something going on with her that she can't lose this job, so she's probably one of those characters we'll find more and more out
right.
about as it goes on. Like, I don't know if she's, like, has a child with someone who she has to feed them, so
right.
she can't lose her job, or, like, maybe there was some kind of scandalous affair with someone, and
right. or she has nowhere to go home to. Like, it could be, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
I want to
be
know
something
more.
Like that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I feel like maybe she just came from, like, a really poor town and poor family or something, and this is, like, you know, the ultimate job for her. Mm-hmm. And she, I mean, she obviously, at least before Cyrus came in to the picture, loved her job, and she and the king get along well and stuff. So I think she just. I'm sure she gets compensated pretty well for working at the palace, so it's probably, you know, a better job than what she could get otherwise, I would assume.
I think it's I still think it's a little strange that her and the king have such a bond.
Yeah.
Like,
I know.
I really think the king is talking to all the
maybe
house
she's
about
like the king's
getting
daughter.
Their opinion.
Oh. Yeah, maybe, like, his
right.
secret daughter.
Exactly.
Like,
there you go!
Yes! Maybe, yes.
Cyrus is in big trouble if the king ever finds out.
And Cyrus is sleeping with his niece.
Right.
Not that I wouldn't put that past him. Like,
yeah,
he's
either.
So gross.
Yeah,
and
he's so disgusting.
He'd probably think that was really cool or something.
Like, yeah, ew.
So, still on Cyrus, strippers, Viagra, the House of Lords. He'll do,
oh
he's
God.
Like the queen. He'll do anything to save the monarchy. So, what'd you think of that scene?
I mean, it was just, like, so outrageous. At first, I just thought, you know, oh, you know, he's having a little, like, I didn't expect the girls to, like, strip down at all. And then I was like, oh my God, the, you know, tray of Viagra. I'm like, this is just too much. Like,
do you think it's realistic? Like, do you think that, like,
I don't know.
I feel like it could be. I feel like it could be.
It could be too.
I feel like rich people totally could do that.
Yeah.
Hire a bunch of hookers and
entertain everyone.
Yeah.
It probably happens in Hollywood 7 nights a week, you know, for a certain level of person. And one of the writers was probably like, oh my God, I went to this great party. Hold on. This great gentleman's club.
Yeah.
You know? Especially like the bowl of Viagra. That was a hilarious touch.
Yeah, because they're all like so
old men. Yeah.
Right.
Ugh, gross. But I just was glad that it was on at 10 o'clock at night, because it's a little racy for this kind
I
of a
know.
Show. But.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's Cyrus for you.
Yeah.
him and the queen will do anything. So speaking of the queen, you know, she's been the evil queen throughout, but this episode really unveiled who she is and her soft side, and that she's not married to someone she loves. She's in love with someone else who she's known all her life. And I really felt for her.
I didn't. Here's why.
Yeah.
Why is she being so hard on her kids for sleeping with the help or liking the help when she's in love with the help?
Yep.
Maybe because she knows they can't have it in the end.
That's
and
why.
She doesn't even want them to start entertain the idea.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe
I have like a million questions. Like, you grew up on a cow farm. What kind of cow farm? How rich or poor were you? We know your father had financial troubles. That's why you were forced to marry the king. Oh, poor you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
we were forced.
I need to know more, but.
And why did she say, like, I don't want you to abolish the only life I've ever known? But if she grew up on a cow farm, then how is this the only life she's ever known?
Right. That's what I don't understand.
Yeah, it makes no sense. Either she's really rich aristocracy with a bunch of land, and some of it happens to be a cow farm, or she's, you know, was a milkmaid.
She just raises more and more questions. It's like, especially this week when he said, if we have to vote to abolish the monarchy, I know which way I would vote. Meaning, like, I want to abolish the monarchy so you can break up with the king and I can be with you.
Yeah.
What I thought he meant.
Yeah,
yeah.
And her eyes kind of, like fire was in them, like, oh no. Like, even though I'm in love with you and you're only my side piece, like, I'm still going to keep on being queen. Right. I want this life.
So she really is torn between being having money and glamour and security and not being with the man she loves. I mean,
I guess so. She kind of has both, though, right now, is, like, yeah. what I'm saying. Like, she yeah. can kind of see him, I'm pretty sure, almost whenever she wants and make it secretive.
I wonder if he's married.
Him. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sure we'll find out.
Yeah. I don't think so. It doesn't seem like... I mean, I've never seen a ring or anything on him, but who is Lucius? I think his name was Lucius. The older guy, is that another, like, head of security or something?
Oh, yeah.
Basically.
That's her.
He's,
oh,
like,
yeah.
one of her handlers with Rachel.
Oh, mm-hmm. okay.
The woman
okay.
Rachel and him are, like, each one of them, whenever she walks into a room, like, they flank her on either side. Okay. So it's, like,
I just think I've never noticed him, like... Because I think this was the first episode that he really
she's
was
like
kind
really
of focused.
Spoken yeah. to him, yeah.
And he, like, sees
her. Yeah, he clearly knows that mm-hmm. she's, which like, she does, cheating. Yeah. But
that was amazing.
Yeah.
I guarantee the king knows. Like, I feel like we'll find out the king knows, mm-hmm. but just accepts it.
And I mean, maybe he has a girlfriend.
Yeah, he probably yeah. is, too. Yeah.
I thought he was going to get crazy with Prudence that yeah. episode, because I thought it seemed a little
flirty. Well, maybe
flirty.
He will. Maybe they do have a relationship or something.
Well, that or she's his daughter. One of the other
right.
Or picking 50-50.
I'm sure we'll find out eventually.
Oh, my God.
So you didn't feel... How did you feel about the queen?
Yeah, I think it definitely showed a different side for her coming out. But I don't feel bad for her. You know, some people in those situations, they do what they have to do. And if that meant her marrying the king. But she obviously loves it. Like, she's obviously very into this role that she's become accustomed to. And so I don't think just because she loves someone, it gives her reason to... I don't know. I was just kind of... It was good to see this side of her, but it was also very, like... I didn't care.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, wait, that's cool. Like, I'm sure you do have a side piece. I'm sure you all do. And I'm sure yeah. you're never going to be together.
Yeah. Like, I just feel like in modern times, they should be able to marry whoever they love. And you should spend your, you know, days with the person you love. And, like, how heartbreaking, even though you live in a palace, that someone you love is walking around on the street and you're not with him every night. I just felt bad for her.
Well, but she ultimately chose.
Right.
You know, she could have...
But her
said,
mom made her marry
but
the king.
I mean, my mom.
Because
say,
of the
sorry,
perfect
mom,
storm.
I'm going to do what I want when you're an adult. You know, like, my
the
mom
The king's a good
probably,
guy.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like she had to marry this horrible,
like,
Cyrus
or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, very, like, controlling. Like, you know, I've heard, like, you can learn to love anyone. And it's one of those things where I'm like, he's not a hard guy to, like, be married to if you had to be married
right.
to the king.
And I'm
I
sure
think it
she,
would be horrible.
But I'm sure she probably had... I feel like you would never get married with zero feelings. Like, I'm sure she cared for him at one... Maybe now they, you know, despise each other. That's the way it looks in that the last scene that we saw of them in the bedroom after the talk of abolishing the monarchy and stuff. It seems like they have a really bad relationship now. But, I mean, they have three kids together. I feel like maybe at some point they did care about each other. He was just never her... one true love, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I hope so for her, even though she's not a real person.
Yeah.
But we've all dated really nice guys, right? Mm-hmm. Think back. What if you had to marry him and be with him for the rest of your life?
If he was the king, though,
I might. Yeah,
I might. Okay. Now that you put it that
right?
way, I'm kind of grossed out.
Wouldn't you be depressed every day?
I don't know. I just remember thinking that guy was... In the end, it was like, he was my best friend, but I didn't love him.
Yeah.
So that would be hard to be stuck with that forever.
Be so depressing.
And I would definitely be sneaking off with that other guy.
Right.
I think we're split here.
Captain Hottie.
Yeah. Captain Hottie.
I know.
Captain Lacey.
Captain Lacey.
Captain Hottie. Tracy
Heidi
and I
Deckard.
Are like, we'll
take
being
take
the queen.
I'll
take
the queen.
I'm the tiara.
If I ever live in a garage with a guy I love, I would.
Me too.
Oh,
what?
Me?
No,
absolutely.
I guess. I'd rather have the palace in the ground, I'm just saying.
I think being in the royal family kind of sounds horrible.
I mean, I think...
The perks are fun, but yeah. I would take the perks twice a year rather than have to be that be my lifestyle.
Yeah, I think so, too. Wow, that's so interesting.
So wait,
you know, two and two. I think Ferdinand are a little bit older.
That might have something to do with this. What about... Okay, so you made a good point about her kids. So her kids are defying her and, like, we're cooking up the help too bad about it.
Yeah.
And she didn't go against her mother, so she might have some resentment towards her kids because they're not obeying her the way she obeyed her mother. That could have something to do with it.
Okay. Can we talk about the perfect storm? Because I think I missed what all she was saying and what that meant.
I think it was the perfect storm that killed the cows and, like, I guess. Okay, I'll put them in bad financial situations.
It's her saying, "My father said the perfect storm," and then she's like, "Oh, those three words."
Yeah,
but I didn't know what the perfect storm was. I think I missed.
Did they explain it? I think it just meant that it put the family in financial distress, and she was forced to marry.
That's why she married the king.
Oh, okay. But then we know that is it Alexis Carrington that the Grand Duchess, her mother Joan Crawford, comes back, right?
Right, well, we saw her in, what was that, the first episode?
Yeah, so I guess, we can explore this later, but I guess she was made a Grand Duchess after her cow farm daughter married the king, but it just seems like, I don't know, there's some inconsistencies that I would, like, explain.
Well, maybe it's the whole family fell in love with that whole lifestyle. When she's like, oh, this is the only life I've ever known, maybe the queen's like, well, the whole family lives this lifestyle now, I couldn't give it up now.
Yeah.
I support my parents. Maybe that's it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess she grew up rich and then they had financial distress and they're like, you can't just be an aristocrat. You have to be, you got to go big time. You guys are like, all right.
Maybe she got married really young, you know? And so when she says this is the only lifestyle I've ever known, it's because, you know, she was so young when she did get
married.
That's
true. Yeah. If she got married at 20 and she's 50, you're right. Right. Yeah. More than half her life. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true.
I have a question. Captain Lacey brings up Henry visiting him in his dreams. Do we know who Henry is?
We don't.
No.
Okay. So that's like another thing I'm sure we'll find out. Like a piece of the puzzle. And I was like, wait a minute. Is he alluding to Robert's death?
Yeah.
Yes. No, didn't he say, like, I wish I could have saved Robert? And she's like, oh, well, you saved countless lives. Like,
no, it was Henry.
I thought it was Henry. But I could be wrong.
Something about they were at war. So I thought it was maybe something in the past during a war.
Yes.
Because Robert supposedly just died during a military training exercise.
Yes.
So he wouldn't have been away at war.
Right.
So all I could figure out from what he said.
Yeah.
So Henry must be an important piece of the puzzle, maybe of just he and the queen's past.
Yeah. Maybe, maybe it was a child's friend
brother,
or his brother. Yeah.
Her brother.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to find out. I didn't know if I'd missed something. I'm like, Henry.
Yeah.
Okay, who's Henry?
But no.
I'm glad that he asked her. You know, I'm glad Robert came up because, you know, we're only five episodes in. This is still a grieving family, even though they're having masquerade balls and going about their lives. But I'm glad they actually mention it because it makes it more real. Like, yeah, they're still grieving.
I find it strange that they never have a photo anywhere.
One of our viewers said that.
I guess they would have. The only reason I could think of that they haven't done that is that they would have had to pay an actor for the rights to this photo or something every episode. But I'm like, I feel like it would help us relate if we had a photo at least of like, oh my God, that's their dead brother.
Exactly.
Yeah. Instead of just rather than it's just being like every now and then like, oh yes, Robbie's dead. Like, what? Come on. It's a big deal. It was just five episodes
ago. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So this episode was called Unmask Her Beauty to the Moon. What does that mean, Megan?
Okay.
Tell us what they all mean.
I feel like we at some point we had a conversation saying these titles are very strange. What do they mean? They're kind of lengthy. So I started doing a little Googling, and I stumbled upon the fact that they are all lines from Hamlet, which the show is loosely based off of. So there's a few characters that keep coming up with the lines they've been using. If we want to compare them to characters in the show, Liam would be Hamlet. His father would be King Hamlet, who has been murdered. And Ophelia and Hamlet Jr., who the play is about, love each other. They're
star-crossed lovers.
Yeah, star-crossed lovers. They're into each other. And then Ophelia has a brother. I don't know how to pronounce this correctly. I haven't had to read Shakespeare since I don't know when. I want to say Laertes. It's spelled
Laertes.
Laertes? Okay. Yeah. I don't know how to pronounce it correctly. So episode one was Stand and Unfold Yourself, which is act one, scene one, and it's this, like, it's the third line, which means stop and identify yourself. So
That makes sense for episode one.
Yeah. Episode two was titled Infants of the Spring, which is the garden party episode. That's from act one, scene three. And the two lines are the canker galls, the infants of the spring, too oft before their buttons be disclosed. It's a longer paragraph and
what does it mean?
The translation's very long. But in simpler terms, even good girls sometimes get a bad reputation. Worms ruin flowers before they blossom.
Oh, and that's when we were introduced to Gemma, right?
Yes.
Me too. Okay.
And I want to say, this was Ophelia's brother talking to her about, like, don't whore yourself out or don't, like, have sex with him too soon or, you know, stop this little tryst you're having, kind of a talk with her.
Yeah. Ophelia's brother?
Yes, Ophelia's brother. So in Hamlet, the play, Shakespeare play.
Is her name Ophelia in the
play? Yes. Oh. So Ophelia has a brother in Hamlet.
Okay.
So he's warning her, like, I don't know if this is such a good idea. Yeah. And don't go losing your purity.
And so it makes sense
with the garden party episode. The translation is worms ruin flowers before they blossom.
Okay.
So episode 3 was We Are Pictures or Mere Beasts. It's from Act 4, Scene 5. Ophelia's father has been murdered accidentally by Hamlet. So her lover accidentally murdered her father. So she's beside herself, crazy with sorrow and grief. Poor Ophelia, divided from herself and her fair judgment, without the which we are pictures or mere beasts. Which translates to, poor Ophelia has been robbed of her sanity, without which we're just pictures or animals. So kind of like, without your sanity, you're a mess. You're not a human anymore.
And she is kind of in between her father and Liam, in a sense, right? Because she's kind of torn between both of them.
This one I kind of had trouble translating to what it really meant.
Tweet us if you know.
tweet us if you majored
in English.
Yeah, because we didn't see her father in this episode either.
Yeah.
So. Right.
Maybe him and King Simon are off somewhere.
Yeah, maybe.
That must be it. The king's off doing his kingly duties and his number one security guy is with him.
That would make sense.
It does. Episode 4, Sweet Not Lasting, is from Act 1, Scene 3. So it's her brother, again, Ophelia's brother, to her, saying, warning her about Hamlet. Forward, not permanent, sweet, not lasting. The perfume and suppliance of a minute. It won't last. It's sweet, but his affections will fade after a minute, not a second more. So that makes a lot of sense with Gemma trying to get Liam away. And
in her mind, she's like, he doesn't...
Yeah, he doesn't really like her. That's going to be... It's a flash in the pan. Like, we're big... When she was saying those lines about, like, we're bigger than flings, we're bigger than love, we'll always get back together, like, that made perfect sense to me.
And Nick, too, kind of. You can, like, draw a parallel with him and Ophelia. Like, sweet, but nothing's going to...
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Perfect.
Happen.
We all get an A+.
I feel like we're back in high school English in like ninth grade. All right,
I love all the symbolism.
I know. This week's episode, getting to that finally, Unmask Her Beauty to the Moon, is from Act 1, Scene 3. So it's Ophelia's brother, again, to her, is warning her about Hamlet. Again, so it's back in that scene. The chariest maid is prodigal enough if she unmask her beauty to the moon. So simply exposing your beauty to the moon is risky enough. You don't have to expose yourself to him. So basically, I guess warning her not to do the deed. Or fall in love with him.
Right, in love, yeah.
It's been a long time since I did any Shakespeare.
And that could apply to Eleanor.
Oh, true. Right? And Jasper.
In this episode,
there you go.
You know, unmasking herself.
And I think the unmask your beauty has everything to do with the masquerade ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, the queen, Ophelia. Yeah, kind of all of them.
Yeah, I love it.
Everybody was kind of unmasking a side of themselves that we haven't seen yet.
Yeah.
Because Jasper turns out to be not a terrible person.
Right.
And
well,
admits to
he's hot, so we all forgive him, even if he is a jerk.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like they're each showing a side of them that we haven't seen yet.
Exactly.
It's you know, Eleanor and Jasper are kind of not as terrible as we thought they were, and showing a new side of themselves to each other. Kind of like, oh, we do like each other. Oh, darn. Everybody, the queen.
Yeah. Oh my God, the queen.
We finally saw a
like
nice
major.
Side of her for a second.
Mm-hmm.
So it all makes sense
now. Yeah,
it all makes sense.
Kind of.
Well, speaking of, you don't have to tell us what happens next in Hamlet. We can go each. I wonder if they're going to like extend it through the season.
I guess that'd be great. At least through the first season, I'm sure.
I like it. So, even if you know what happens at the end of Hamlet, what are your predictions for? We can get into predictions now.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Predictions for next week. I always say that. The previews go so fast.
Yeah, they are.
I know.
Very jumpy. It just looks like they're going to have a lot of fun in Monaco.
Mm-hmm.
I think Gemma's going to continue her, quest. I don't know what to call it.
Her competition. Yeah.
It's like a trial. Like, the poor girl is on trial.
Yeah, she likes to make the American uncomfortable going topless. Right? Didn't she say we're going to go topless?
Yeah. Poor Ophelia.
Poor Ophelia.
I don't know. I think Ophelia's going to have a bad trip.
Okay.
I don't know, because it seemed like she looked pretty cozy with Liam on the couch at one point. So maybe, you know, Gemma will kind of torment her, but Liam will kind of, you know, take her under his wing or whatever. Aww. And I don't know, but like I said, I'm like 99% sure I saw Nick walk into the party at one point. So I think some sort of drama will happen or something will be revealed in that. Like, he maybe has connections that he wasn't alluding to with the whole, you know, monarchy and stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Maybe Gemma invited him.
Right? Ooh, that's like a good prediction.
Oh, okay. So
now she's going to try to get with Nick to like make Ophelia jealous or something. Yes,
yes. But what if Ophelia starts having a really bad time because of Gemma and texts Nick like, you should come? Does he come? Yeah. I mean, all the way to Monaco? We'll have to see.
I think he does.
Apparently he's there.
Nice. Well, I think, does that do it? Do we have any more comments?
I think we did a lot of predictions throughout the episode.
I know.
I
know.
I don't have any left.
Yeah. It was Madame Fernie and her girls. Well, tell us where we can find you on social media.
I am on Instagram and Twitter at Megan Stecker. And I'm on Instagram at TRACIPRO or on Twitter at TRACIABTV.
And you can find me on Instagram or Twitter at Tina Kapp.
And you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Fern Ronay. And thank you. See you next week.
Bye, guys. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Come from straight to curly.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.